We've all heard of road rage, but one of our listeners had an even scarier encounter on the Valley's mean streets. For the latest in our seasonal collection of ghost stories, Maggie Muma of downtown Phoenix shares the tale of her encounter with some cruising specters on a local freeway.
My ghost story happened about 6 years ago. I was with my whole family. We were in the car. We were driving to a band concert from when I was in high school band. And I specifically remember the stretch of freeway that we were on. We were driving along the 51, kind of like the part where it goes through Piestewa Peak. And we passed by this old brown car. Definitely like something from the early 50s or late 40s even. It was kind of like a hazy brown color. And I guess it passed us. And as it went by, I noticed the people in the car looked very pale and they were all facing forward, like sitting super upright. And they were old. There were two men and two women. And something I remember was that they were alternated. So like there was a man in the driver's seat and then a woman in the passenger seat. And then like in the back, it was swapped. And they kind of looked like wax figures, like dressed up in a museum. They were dressed very formally and old fashioned. The men had hats and my entire family, we all saw it, but we didn't say anything until it passed. And as we kept driving, we tried to look for the car again, and we couldn't find it. And we didn't know if this was because we took a turn on the road, but we could not find it and catch up to it. It seemed to disappear. It was definitely strange, and it had an eerie, ghostly feel to it.
That was Maggie Muma of Phoenix. If you have a ghost story of your own, leave us a voicemail. You can call 480-774-8299 or send us an email, theshow@kjzz.org.